Thank you, Juan. Good morning, everybody. My name is Aleida Costa. I am from the University of Florida, from the Gulf Coast Research and Extension Center. I am working with Dr. Shinsuke Agihara, present here, and we are plant physiologists. So the title of my presentation is Improving Crop Management for Hops Production in Florida, Effects of Plant Density and Nitrogen Rate on Plant Growth, Yield, and Corn Quality. So for those who are not related with hops, hops are the main material that produce the stability, the bitterness, the aroma, and the flavor to the beer. In the left side, you can see a close view of the female cone. These here are lupulin glands, and those are filled of alpha acids, beta acid, and essential oils. So this is the higher concentration of these components are better, and they are different among different hops varieties. So why we are interested in hops? There is an increasing trend of hop production worldwide. United States is leading the production, and JAGMA is the region where more hops are produced, with near 100 million pounds per year. Also, the price of hops is rising. So for up to 2016, it was $2, the price per pound per the growers, and now they are receiving $6 per pound. The other reason we are interested in hop production in Florida is the craft beer industry. So Florida is experiencing a huge increment in the number of breweries. So we passed, in 2011, we had 45, and at the moment we have 285 breweries in the Tampa Bay area, mainly. So we passed producing 5.4 million gallons in 2013 to more than 40 million gallons in 2018. And that is creating a huge impact of $3.1 million by 2017. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit of the story of the hops in our center. Dr. Shinsuke Agihara and Dr. Denk start growing hops in 2016, but they have many issues. Basically, the plants were flowering pretty early, and they have low yield, and that's because the plants require a photo period of 15 hours a day to keep producing vegetative growth. So as soon as that day length is shortened, the plants convert to flowering, the buds are converted to flowering. In 2017, we had no data because we had some issues with apomosel virus. So the lesson from that experience is that we are now planting tissue culture free virus plants. By 2018, we developed a supplemental light system, and with that system, we are providing the minimum amount of light that the plants require to keep the vegetative growth. So, in the left side, in the bottom, you can see at night how the field looked like with those lights. So then by 2018, solving that problem of the photo period, we were able to produce two seasons per year. So worldwide, hops are producing only once a year, so we can make it twice. So we have a fall, a spring harvest season, and a fall harvest season. So this is the picture in the top of spring and also for fall. And we, for this year, also have a spring season for the second year. So I will be presenting the data for first year, spring and fall season, and second year, spring season. So to try to improve the production of hops in Florida, we have to look at the different requirements that the plant needs, and we are comparing the weather that we have. In our center, we are close to Tampa, comparing to JAGMA, the place where the plants are growing very well. So if we compare the weather in the plots that you see below, there is the lines blue and red represent low and high maximum temperatures, and the bar represent the precipitation for the two cities, Jackma, for the two regions, Jackma and Tampa. So you can see that Jackma has very low humidity and temperature comparing to Tampa, that in general we have higher temperature and high humidity. So that creates different conditions that require that we need to develop a crop management for Florida growers. In this talk, I will talk about a little bit of nitrogen that is related with nutrient management, with plant spacing, and with corn quality. So the goal for this study was to identify the effects of plant density and nitrogen rate on plant growth, yield, and corn quality during the establishment years. This is part of the methodology. The picture that you see there is the trellis design. We have a simple trellis design with post and main cable, and over that cable there are hanging twines. We are placing two twines per hill, and the hops are growing there. They are climbing. So we were testing three different plant spacing over those three seasons, the year one spring, year one fall, and year two spring. We also were testing four different nitrogen rates that we call nitrogen 1, nitrogen 2, nitrogen 3, nitrogen 4, and they have different rates independent of the season. In the year 1 spring, we use a few amount of nitrogen because the plants were pretty small, and then we increase the concentration. But the important thing here is that they keep more or less the same ratio among the concentration. For example, nitrogen 2 has more or less half of the concentration than nitrogen 4. We had a total of 12 treatments, 4 replicates, 48 plots, and a split plot design. For those who are not familiar with the hops, in the picture I am showing, the big picture is showing two hills. Yeah? Those hills are climbing to the twines, and they develop different vines. So we were measuring over time to test the growth. We were measuring how the plants were growing, the vine length. We were counting how many vines are climbing per hill. And once they reach to the top, they develop some branches. Yeah? And we were counting how many branches they can develop. And once the cones were ready for harvesting, we were using a hop harvesting machine. We dried them in the oven at 10% moisture, and we weighed the production, and also we sent samples for quality analysis. This is a picture of how the plants look with different nitrogen rate. We didn't find too much difference in plant spacing, but we are, again, in an establishment period. The plants are still small. They haven't reached the highest potential. This is a picture for the result, how plants look with nitrogen rate. The important thing here is that the nitrogen 1, the plant looks pretty yellow, so they are nitrogen deficient. Nitrogen 2, 3, and 4, the plants look pretty well, and nitrogen 3 and 4 has a darker color in the leaves. This is the vine length. In blue color is spring season, year 1 and 2, and gray color is fall. I have two x-axis. The one below represents the first 6 months, and the one in the bottom and is applicable for spring season. And the one in the top, in orange color, representing the fall, the months during the fall grow, and is applicable for the gray color with the vines. Important thing here is in spring, for example, the dark color is the year 2, and those plants rise and reach the top faster comparing to the first year. The picture is showing in how the plants look like through the time. This is measurements that we did for the number of vines and number of branches. It's just to measure, to describe how the plants grow. So we have a more complete analysis in the, for the last year, for the year two. We have, for example, a number of vines at 2 meters that are near 9. So for commercial growers, this is 8. So this is pretty a good amount of vines. And the number of branches, the branches reach up to 30 branches by the end of the harvest. So it's a pretty well grown, to describe. So if we want to see how the plants grow, comparing different nitrogen rates, I am presenting here two plots, the number of vines at 2 meters and the number of branches higher than 10 centimeters, when the plants grow at different nitrogen concentrations. For the nitrogen concentration, the clear circles are the lower nitrogen concentration, and the yellow is nitrogen 2, the orange is nitrogen 3, and the red is nitrogen 4. So as you can see in both plots, nitrogen 1 is significantly different from the other nitrogen concentrations. This is the effect of plant spacing in cone yield. So let's go now to cone yield. We didn't find, I am placing the p-values in red. The ones that are significant, they will be in red color. So we don't find here red values. Nothing was significant regarding comparing the different plant spacing on each year. Yeah? But it's pretty evident that the last year in blue, in dark blue color, in year two, they have higher values in general. But this is not due to the plant spacing. This is the effect of nitrogen rate in the cone yield. So I am expressing the two plots that you see there. I expressing the cone dry weight in grams per hill, and also expressing the cone dry weight in kilograms per hectare. So for year one, that is the gray color. 2 minutes? Okay. For year one, we don't have too much difference among the concentration, but the year two, which is the blue dark color, both plots present red significantly difference. Concentration one is very different from concentration two, three, and four. In the table in the top, you see that the years are also, I mean, the general concentration, the general production is different from year two comparing to year one. So this is the cone quality. Again, we find difference among nitrogen 1. Nitrogen 1 has higher quality than the other concentration. We have like a contrasted results here. The alpha acids are very different among the seasons, and this can be due to nitrogen concentration, but also to the different time that we have for harvesting. As a summary, I can say that Florida can produce hops twice a year. The last year produced 60% more comparing to the first year. Plant spacing doesn't have too much difference, but nitrogen rate definitely has, especially nitrogen 1. And the hop quality is greatly affected by seasons and cone maturity. With that, I would like to thank the group, the University of Florida, the Gulf Coast Research and Extension Center, Hillsborough County, Florida, and our sponsors. With that, I would like to thank you. If you have some questions, you can text me, or we have a web page that you can follow us. Thank you.
Thank you, Aleida.